The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Do you realize that what you say is not always as important as how you say it? Can you get up in front of any audience at any time and be dynamic? Welcome to Communication Nation with your host, Jill Schiffelbein. Today, we'll demonstrate how small changes in communication behaviors can have a big impact on a business's bottom line. Now, here's your host, Jill Schiffelbein.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Communication Nation. My name is Jill Schiffelbein. I'm so happy to have all of you tuning in here today. So what I want to do, since this is the first episode, the debut, if you will, of Communication Nation, is give our listeners an overview of what you can expect each week during this show. And to do that, I really want to start off with a little bit about who I am. I mean, if you're tuning into the show, you see the bio on the page, and you can read all of that stuff, but really when it comes down to it, I am someone who I feel at a relatively early age really fell in love with the power of words. And through public speaking, through communicating with others, saw how words had the potential to truly transform people and things and places for the better. And so my passion with communication started. Then I went to college, went to grad school, did all the communication stuff there, and started teaching at Arizona State University. And I've actually been, I'm in my ninth year now in the communication classroom. And what I've learned through a lot of my teaching experiences is that a lot of people have issues translating what's put in a textbook in front of them into real life action. So this show is going to be focused on that real life action. It's focused on making the theoretical tangible in a way that you can immediately implement what you learn in your business, in your organization, in your daily lives, quite frankly, in your personal relationships, to make a marked change. And so that's what Communication Nation is all about. And so thank you for joining us today. I think it's going to be a great show. What we're going to talk about today is communication and relationship building. And when people think of relationship building, I'm speaking more in the business sense right now. So while a lot of these tips will apply in your personal life, let's talk about it from the business perspective. Throughout our show today, I'm going to give you three different tips, so three keys to relationship building that you can take away and implement immediately. And at the end of the show, I'll summarize it and wrap it up for you. So if you missed one of them, you had to tune out for a little bit, you'll have all the information you need to know to go make an immediate change within your organization today. So the first thing I'm going to talk to you all about is what I call getting the second handshake. And this is a really important aspect of relationship building. And I'm going to give you an example of this. Let's say you go into a networking event. And for all of you entrepreneurs out there, you small business owners, you managers who have gone to these networking events, you go up, you walk in. Most people have some business cards in their pocket. Maybe they don't even have them in their pocket. They're just right in their hand. And you're walking up to people and they shake your hand and say, "Hi, I'm Jill. What do you do? What's your name?" "Oh, hi, Jill. I'm Bob. I'm this." "Well, do you have a card?" "Sure. Here you go. Here's my card." And sometimes the interaction ends after that. And what happens? Typically nothing. Sometimes that card gets entered into a database and you get spammed with emails the next week. Sometimes you toss it to the side. More often than not, it ends up in a recycle bin and there's no true connection made. So all you really have is a single handshake, a business card, and a fleeting memory of an interaction at best. The idea of relationship building is so far beyond that. And our special guests today with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury are going to talk about relationship building, both from an internal perspective within their organization and also an external perspective with getting partnerships, getting a fan base, and also how players interact internally and externally. So we'll see this from a very wide spectrum of communication situations. But let me go back to this idea of the second handshake. I just gave you an example of one way where, let's be quite frank, it's almost a little used car salesmanish. You go in, you accomplish immediate objective, you try to get that contact information, but you don't make any meaningful connection. And meaningful connection is really what the base of relationship building is about. Let me give you another scenario here. Let's imagine you're walking into a networking event and you have a goal of meeting, let's say, only 5 really qualified people that you want to interact with in the future. Having a goal like that, instead of having a goal of, I have a stack of 100 business cards, there's 200 people in here, and darn it, if I don't hand every single one of those out, I am not going to consider this a success. Those 5 meaningful relationships that you will establish by taking time to build a relationship at this event are going to help you more than the 100 odd business cards you handed out. Basically, of those 100 cards, if 10% of them even remember who you are after meeting a lot of other people who had the same objective as you did initially, you're going to be incredibly, incredibly lucky. Most likely, maybe 1, 2, if you're fortunate, are going to follow up with you and be proactive about it. Those aren't very good odds. However, if you focus on only building a handful of key relationships whenever you walk into any event and you take time to nurture and follow up with those relationships, you're going to ultimately have more success, you're going to know more about the people you're connected with, and you're also going to be able to have someone that you can call on in the future, not necessarily to do business with, but to have as a supporter of you and your business and your objectives. And that's very important. When I'm also talking about the second handshake, let me contextualize it for you just a little bit more. When you go into an event and you have a conversation with someone, you reach out, you shake their hand. Hi, I'm Jill. What's your name? Oh, hi, Jill. I'm Bob. Nice to meet you. Instead of saying, Bob, what do you do? A great question to ask is, okay, Bob, I'm curious, because I can see your company's name on your name tag, which is most often the case. Tell me why you do what you do, or tell me what you like about doing what you do, or what brings you to this particular event today? A question that just does not have a 1 or 2 word response. So often, especially because we're brought up in a system where we fill in blanks and dots and have multiple choice and true false questions shoved at us all the time, we tend to look at things in a binary way. Let me get a basic answer and move on. But relationship building is so far beyond that. It's about getting context. It's getting that contextualization that will allow you to nurture that relationship in the future. So what you're wanting to do is have a conversation with someone when you meet them in a way that elicits a second handshake. Think about this. Have you ever been to an event where you met someone, you reached out, you shook their hand, which is customary in North America in any type of business interaction? You talk for a while, and then that conversation was just so good and so well done that at the end, the other person reaches out their hand again and says, you know what, Jill? It was really nice talking to you. Or you know what, Bob? It was really nice talking to you. And you get that second handshake. That's almost like sealing the deal. That's, you know, basically making an invitation for, you know, in a dating analogy, a second date, if you will. That is another way and an opportunity to engage with that person. And that is exactly what I mean by getting the second handshake. And as you listen to our show today, and we listen to our guests talk about relationship building within the professional sports world, which is so incredibly complex, listen in for ways that they were able to achieve that second handshake. Because that second handshake is the way that you're ultimately going to be able to grow your business, to nurture those relationships, and see things in a long-term perspective. Now, I should just rewind in all fairness and say that sometimes you can get lucky. If you go in, you shake hands, you hand out business cards, and the person you talk to just happens to be looking for the exact service you offer at the exact time and the exact price that you're able to give them and meet them at, then you might be able to get lucky. But if I were a betting woman, which, well, sometimes I am, I would place my odds on the person who establishes those long-term relationships, because that second handshake is established, you'll be in that person's mind, and when you send them a follow-up communication, they are not only more likely to respond, but more likely to spread and share your message with others. And so that is tip one, the first key in establishing and building relationships with communication is getting that second handshake. I'm going to give you two other keys to relationship building throughout the show, but I'm going to take a break from that right now and give you a little taste of what is coming up in the next two segments. I am so fortunate today to be joined by two very special guests from the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. The first guest is Amber Cox, and Amber is one of those people that when you meet, you know she has poise, she has confidence, and she has her stuff together, and you can just see it in her eyes when you talk to her. And she has ascended really at a quick pace throughout the ranks of the WNBA and is now the president and chief operating officer of Phoenix, Arizona's Phoenix Mercury, who have won multiple national titles. They're constantly in the playoffs. They have the most amazing fan base. And yes, full disclaimer here, I am an avid fan. I try to go to every game that I can, and I absolutely support women's sports. And so we'll be talking a little bit, Amber and I, about the relationship we've developed, and then also relationships internally within the Phoenix Mercury and WNBA, and externally with the fans and through the players. I'm also going to be joined a little later on in the show by Hira Abaje, and she is a senior account executive in group sales for the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury, and she is actually the first person I really met and got to know within the organization. And so someone at a sales level can really have such an impact on you in terms of building relationships that you end up getting connected with the right people. So the moral of the story here is, no matter who you're meeting, if you develop those relationships in a way that warrants a second handshake, when the time comes, you'll get integrated within the organization in a way that helps promote yourself and the objectives of the organization in a way that's mutually beneficial to both. So when we come back, I'm going to be talking with Amber Cox, and we're going to talk about this type of relationship building. As we start to segue into our first commercial break, let me tell you something. Go follow me on Twitter. I'm at impromptuguru.com. That's my business, I-M-P-R-O-M-P-T-U-G-U-R-U. And tell me what you're thinking about the show. Give some shout-outs on Twitter. Let us know what you think. And if you have any questions, put them there, and I'll try to get them on the air. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back shortly.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Communication is the key to success, both on and off the field. I'm communication expert Jill Schiffelbein, the impromptu guru. As a former athlete, I know what it takes to be successful as you go from the locker room to the boardroom and all points in between. I will teach you presentation, communication, confidence. With skills like that, you know you'll always be in business. Get the tools you need to succeed at impromptuguru.com/athletes. Again, that's impromptuguru.com/athletes.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
The business community's first choice in Internet talk radio. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein. If you have a question for Jill, send an email and she'll answer it on a future program. The email address is jill@impromptuguru.com. That's jill@impromptuguru.com. Now back to Communication Nation.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Communication Nation, and we are about to get into the heart of today's show on communication and relationship building. But before we go to our special guest, I want to give a couple of shout-outs to some fans that are tweeting us out. Ann McCauley of McCauley Freelance Writing, thank you so much. And Stacey Harris of Hit the Mic, you guys are awesome. I'm glad you're tuning in, and thank you for being a part of Communication Nation. Now let's go and meet our first special guest, Amber Cox. Amber, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So happy to be here today. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to have you. And so the listeners know, Amber and I have had a relationship for about a year, year and a half is the first time when I met her. And I actually met her through my group ticket sales rep, Hi Rhett, who we'll meet in just a little bit. And we were at an event. She was actually speaking at an event, and it was called Apps with Amber. And one of the things that the Phoenix Mercury does is that they invite the community into the locker room. They invite the community into U.S. Airways Arena to really see where these women are playing, where they are preparing, getting in the mental game. And that's a big part of building relationships with fans. And so I went up to Amber and said, hey, Amber, you know, I'm Jill. Hi, Rhett said I should introduce myself. This is what I do. I'm a big supporter of you and the Phoenix Mercury. And maybe we can find a time to chat to see how what we do can intersect with each other. And that was the start of our relationship.
Yeah, it's been really great. It's been great. And, you know, talking and listening to your first segment about communication, those Apps with Amber events have really been a great way to kind of introduce our product to fans. A lot of times with specifically women's basketball and the WNBA, it usually takes telling a story. To your point in the first segment, I think we have to, connect with people on some sort of level, because a lot of people come in thinking they don't have any connection to women's basketball. And when you talk to them about having a daughter or the empowerment of women or what the league is doing for us on a social level, there's usually a connection that's made. So those events have been great to not only connect with new fans, but also meet great people like you and start great relationships.
Absolutely. And let me translate this in a way, you know, for people that are not in the professional sporting arena. If you are running your own business, you have a small business, or you have a large business and you're trying to really get a better relationship built with your team, these are more informal events that put the head figures of the organization in a position where they can reach out and shake hands and touch the fans, to touch the other employees, if you will, and form that personal relationship, when oftentimes there's this huge barrier between those in power and those who are not. And so I think that's one of the ways the Phoenix Mercury in particular really kind of breaks down that barrier and lets fans know, lets community members know that we're here to build a relationship with you. We're not just here to sell you a ticket or get you a product. It's a long-term thing.
Right. It's definitely one of the things I think that sets our league apart is accessibility. Not only with our executives, but with our players. We are a young league, only 17 years in. We're still growing. So on a lot of levels, we do have to create that accessibility, and it's so great because it does allow us to make those relationships with people. I mean, I'd love to know every single fan that's coming to games and hear their stories and why they come. And a lot of them really feel a connection to our team and want to tell us those stories. And I love every single one of them.
It's amazing what cultivating relationships can really do, not just for an organization, but, you know, let's break it down to an individual level for an individual. And for those of you who have never heard of Amber Cox before, number one, I'm glad you're hearing about her now, because she's a phenomenal individual. She has this awesome career path. She started with the franchise at the Phoenix Mercury as a director of marketing. And what I think is cool is how she ascended from that position, established partnerships, and is now heading up essentially all basketball operations for this organization. So if you can tell us a little bit, you know, what were the keys in your mind to being able to rise through the ranks and to make those connections?
I was really fortunate to have a great mentor along the way. Excuse me. My former boss, Jay Perry, really just a phenomenal woman, was the chief operating officer at the time and hired me as the director of marketing. And I really tried to soak in everything that she was able to teach me along the way. And I think one of the things when you talk about communication that we typically, and I, you know, fall victim to this as well, we don't listen. You know, we don't take the time to really stop talking and listen to people, listen to their needs, listen to what they're trying to teach us. And I think that was a really key for me as a young, excited, you know, business person coming in that really wanted to get my ideas to the forefront. I always wanted to be right. And one of the first lessons that I learned and Jay really taught me was, you know, step back. Everybody wants to be heard. Collaborate, and the more you can collaborate with people, the more you're going to get done, because then you have investment in the product, investment in the initiative, versus just telling people what to do. So that's really been a key lesson, and I think internally, because we are the Suns and the Mercury, and the Suns obviously are big brother to us, a lot of people in our organization are doing both. You'll talk to Hi Rhett in a little bit. She's working on both businesses. So for me, having the investment of folks throughout our building is really key. And the way to do that is to let them be heard.
Absolutely. And I couldn't have planned a better segue myself if I wanted to, because my second key, for those of you who are note takers out there, we got the second handshake as the first key. The second key to relationship building and communication is really listening. Because what often happens at networking events during your first interaction with each other, you go in with an agenda, and the agenda is to get your point across, to make a connection, to talk about what you do. Instead, the more powerful communicator is the one who's going to step back, observe, listen, and take everything in. And after processing that information, we'll really go around and be able to establish those meaningful connections. And it sounds that that's exactly what you did in order to get where you're at.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is one of the keys to everything we do in our business, is really just listening to needs assessment, not only within our organization internally, but when we're talking to marketing partners. Again, you a lot of times go into a room with people thinking, I don't necessarily want anything to do with women's basketball. I don't see how this can help my business. But if you really listen to their needs, a lot of times we can find a way to say, no, actually there is a way that we can help you. So it really does come down to listening and being proactive on that front.
Absolutely. So let me ask you another question about, you know, you're up at this position. You're the head of one of the, if not in my opinion, the greatest team in the WNBA.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And this year is going to be even better. We're going to talk about that a little more in the next segment, because I don't want to give too much away. What is just your favorite part about doing what you do?
The people that I work with. Everybody in our building, I really am invested in not only their futures and their happiness. And I'm not just talking about, you know, our players. They're all like little sisters to me. But our employees, I think, really caring about, are they happy doing what they're doing? How can we make their life better, either at work or away from work? I think that's really important, because if people feel like you're truly invested, just like you're talking about getting the second handshake, that's essentially what you're doing. You're sitting down and taking the time to really understand what they're going through personally and make sure that you're doing all you can to help them ascend to where they want to be, you know, whether it's with the organization or, you know, get to somewhere else down the road.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're a person who practices what you preach. One of the things that I do in my business, Impromptu Gurus, communication consulting, and through the relationship with the Mercury, just this past February, Amber emailed me and said, hey, we want you to come in. We want you to, you know, invest in our staff, invest in us in a way that helps us be better purveyors of information about the Phoenix Mercury. So I love it when organizations don't just, you know, talk the talk, but they also walk the walk too.
Yeah, and I think one of the keys in our meeting, when you talk about communication, is not necessarily forcing that agenda. You know, you told me what you did. I didn't necessarily call you the next day, but you followed up, and whenever it was time, you know, you were very top of mind because of that interaction. And I felt like you were really invested, and obviously you've invested in our team and come to our games, and that means a lot to us as well. So again, mutually beneficial, and that means that's, we always try to work with our partners. Somebody that's helping us in some way, we want to help them as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, really businesses that are built up for success in the long term. Now in the short term, you can make a lot of gains by making some superficial connections, you know, a rapid ascension, but in the long term, that's not going to withhold. It's not going to be able to stand up to any scrutiny or any controversy that comes in the way. And, you know, relationships, it was a good year and a half, almost 2 years into my support of the Phoenix Mercury before I was able to, you know, access the team, access the organization at the level I do now. And that just goes to show that you must cultivate these relationships under time. You must work with people and get to know people, because what that comes down to in the end, it's honesty, it's trust, and building that up is important. And I think the Mercury has done a really good job with its fan base of building that up.
Yeah, we definitely have, we appreciate every single fan that comes out and spends their hard-earned dollar with us. So we do try to listen to, you know, whether it's a complaint or praise or whatever, and we take that as feedback, because we are still growing and we want to do things better and differently, maybe than another team, but also differently than any other league. We are different, and we don't need to walk the same path that the other major sports leagues have walked. So we let our fans kind of dictate that, which is great, because again, they feel like they have that investment in our team and our product.
That's fantastic. And, you know, as a lesson for all the entrepreneurial types that are listening out there, you know, the WNBA, as Amber said earlier, 17 years old, it's this relatively new league. And the one way I would say that they've grown the most is by listening to their fans, is by getting that feedback and then implementing those changes in a way that benefits the fans, benefits the organization, benefits the partners. And I think that's really where any business who is starting to develop, just thinking about developing, or needs a facelift, if you will, can really do well to take a lesson from that and get that feedback from your audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
One other thing I want to ask you before we start to segue into our next session here. Now, I have to brag about you a little bit because last year, because of all your success, you were named to the Phoenix Business Journal's 40 Under 40, which I think is so amazing, and hopefully one day I will aspire to join your ranks.
Just barely. I just barely got in.
That's okay. That's okay. Not because of talent. I think she's making a joke on age here. Just want to make that clear. But with this, you know, with all of this type of attention and publicity that the Mercury gets, that you get as being essentially the head of this organization, what has just kind of changed your view and your outlook of you being a leader the most?
Oh, you know, it is a completely different role to be at the top. When you have the final say in business and basketball operations, it does definitely create a certain level of stress and pressure and all that stuff. But, you know, again, fortunately, I work with great people. I work with great people on the court, you know, our general manager, Corey Gaines, head coach, all of our players. And then in the business, on the business side of things, I just have really great people around me that provide great input. So I always feel like I'm making a really educated decision. And, you know, I still lean on my mentors. I lean on people that I work with and have relationships with to provide input. We have a great ownership group that really supports us. So, you know, I try to take in as much information as possible before I make any decisions. And I think really that's something I've learned over the course of the last couple of years, is not to make any kind of, you know, rush decisions. A lot of times I have more time than I think. And that allows me to get input from a lot of people again, because a decision I make not only affects me, but it affects so many others, our fans, our players, our team, our everybody that works in our building.
Absolutely. And that ties right back in again to the second key of relationship building, which is listening, whether it's to your fan, whether it's to people around you, whether it's to your players in this case, you know, or just people who are looking into the organization from this external perspective and saying, hey, I think you can do something better here. And that's really what it's all about. So we're going to be back very shortly with a new guest, Hira Abaje, who is a senior account executive, and we're going to continue this discussion about relationship building with a focus on partnerships. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Communication is the key to success, both on and off the field. I'm communication expert Jill Schiffelbein, the impromptu guru. As a former athlete, I know what it takes to be successful as you go from the locker room to the boardroom and all points in between. I will teach you presentation, communication, confidence. With skills like that, you know you'll always be in business. Get the tools you need to succeed at impromptuguru.com/athletes. Again, that's impromptuguru.com/athletes.
Tune into the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein. Do you have a question for Jill? Send an email and she'll answer it on a future program. The email address is jill@impromptuguru.com. That's jill@impromptuguru.com. Now back to Communication Nation.
Thank you, everyone, for rejoining us. And I have another fantastic guest I am going to introduce now, Ms. Hira Abaje, and she is a senior account executive in group sales with the Phoenix Mercury and the Phoenix Suns. Welcome, Hira.
Hello. Good morning.
I want to let you all know that this woman is the person who was the face of my first introduction into the organization. And this is just a lesson that whether you're the president of an organization or whether you are just starting out in a position within any type of business, your face to the world, your face to people you meet matters. And establishing those connections right off the bat is an incredibly essential part of building not only your collateral as a business person, as a reputable business person, should I say, but also fostering the relationships that are ultimately going to help you out down the line in your career, no matter which path you go. And Hira is great at doing those things. So Hira, what I want your opinion on today, and something that we've talked about a lot, and you can talk about our relationship, is the importance of relationship building in terms of establishing partnerships, especially when it comes to a sports organization.
Yes, definitely. I know that when we met, you were part of an organization that I was working with, and one of the group leaders, not necessarily the first person that I had contact with, but one of the ones that kind of led the charge and was the person that I could call on if I needed anything pertaining to the group. And for whatever reason, we just clicked. We formed a relationship, friendship, on top of you being the group leader and the person that I was working with, and just maintaining a level of communication between the two of us, whether I would call about working for the group or if I had ideas on how to get things done, you were always there and listening and willing to, you know, make sure that the process was moving forward. So I think in that respect, from a business side, I was able to, you know, respect the fact that you understood that I had a job to get done and that you were the group leader and that we were able to work together to really get something done. And then from there, our relationship went from not only a business relationship, but also a friendship as well, which I think was awesome.
Absolutely. And that's what happens when you take time to establish relationships. And, you know, with Hira and I, we basically started out with this plain business agreement. I had a group that I wanted to do a fundraiser with. She had group tickets she wanted to sell. I wanted to support the Mercury. She wanted to support my organization. And we just kept that communication up. And what's neat about that is if you just do the basics of communication, the basic touch-ups with the phone calls, the emails every other week or something that just says, hey, how are you doing? You know, can I help you with anything? Now, of course, every other week may be overkill if you're not working on anything at the time. But when it's pertinent, that simple follow-up, it doesn't take much time at all, but that's really what builds a foundation for these longer-term relationships. And what I have personally found has been interesting in our relationship is you get to a point with another person, you know, within your organization, outside of your organization, where you find ways that you can work together, even if they're not just inherently organic, you can make it grow out of a nurtured relationship. I know that was a little bit of a planting analogy there. I didn't mean to completely throw that out, but you know, you really nurture these relationships. They grow over time. And as they grow, you find things that you have in common and ways that you can reciprocate with each other. Let me ask you another question about partnerships. When you're looking at groups to partner with, and Hira focuses on the group sales aspect. So now once she has a client, she'll do any individual ticket sale you want, and she helps me out with that a lot all the time. But she really focuses on bringing groups into the organization. Talk to us about what type of group you look for, what's a really good fit, and how do you establish and identify those relationships?
I think the first step is really listening and paying attention to exactly what the group is looking to do. And I think over the years, something that I've learned to almost perfect is if it's not a fit, it's not a fit, and not forcing a triangle into a square or whatever, you know, situation. If it's not going to work out, I think being honest and upfront with the client always ends up working out in the long run, where 6 months later, they're calling you like, well, it's not working for me, but I have a recommendation or a referral for somebody that it works for. So when looking for groups, it's really just me paying attention to what their needs are, making an assessment and seeing if the Mercury or the Suns are really a fit and if we have something that's going to work out for them. If we don't, it's really making sure, hey, I can't help you, but if you know anyone else that would be interested in coming out to a Mercury game or a Suns game, make sure you give them my contact information. But in the meantime, let's keep in touch because something might change with your situation. You might leave the organization to go to another organization. And that's how I've established like my book of referrals and getting to know people in the Valley. And that's because of I listened to what they had to say and what their organization really stood for and making sure it was a fit with the Mercury and the Suns.
And that's a really good lesson for everyone. You know, we go out, you know, as business owners, as managers, as salespeople, we go out into the community and are engaging with people of all types of levels. But sometimes, you know, and I think we're probably all guilty of this. I will admit I am at some point or another. Sometimes you're just so business minded that you kind of turn off that listening a little bit. And once you realize that they may not be interested, sometimes you don't make as much of an effort. And that is really a deadly decision to any type of business because, again, you never know where that referral base is going to come from. Referral base, other than the time it takes to nurture a relationship, doesn't cost a penny. And that's something I think that a lot of people in the business world fall short-sighted on in looking at that. And Amber, I see you nodding your head over there. Do you want to chime in on that too?
Yeah, the referral piece is really big. And Hirat is one of the best in our organization at making sure, you know, she always asks for that. And I think it really is important because people do want to help you out. And it gets to the point where if you do establish great relationships, you may not even have to ask for it. I'll have people call me and just say, hey, you know, I met this person and I really think they would be a great fit to partner with the Mercury on some level. You know, he's got a daughter that plays basketball, wants to bring the team out, whatever the case may be. But they keep you top of mind because you did establish that good relationship.
Absolutely. And that leads right into the third key of relationship building. And both of you ladies have heard this before because I talked about it in the workshop I did there. But the third key is really establishing these yes touch points with people. And in the words of Dr. Robert Cialdini, who has this amazing book out called Influence, if you haven't heard about that, it's one of those, you know, remarkably easy reads that is so incredibly informative. So go look at it. But people want to do business with those they know and they like and they have things in common with. It's really that simple. And most people think, well, that's obvious, but they don't act on it. And establishing the yes touch points with people is working on nurturing those relationships in a way where you can get them to say yes to you, whether it's, you know, a physical verbal yes, a written yes, or just a hypothetical, you know, nod of the head. Because when you can establish those yes touch points, you have more in common with someone, you've been listening to them, and they know you've been listening to them because you see them on the same side, and they're more apt to either do business with you or refer someone to you in the future. And I know, Hirat, you've had a lot of success with that.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of the groups that I work with on the Mercury side, I would say maybe 80% have been referrals, whether it's from within the organization or people that I've worked with in the past. And just building that relationship with them and creating those yeses and finding something in common with them has been very successful. Whether it's talking sports, which if you're interested in Mercury Suns, obviously you like sports. But if you're not interested in sports, finding something else to talk to them about. I have a lot of group leaders that are heavy into church. We talk about that on the phone and, you know, what church they go to, what events they participate in. So getting them excited about something other than what we're working on helps to foster those relationships.
Absolutely. And I'm going to transition this a little bit back to Amber to have you talk about the player relationships. Because within this organization, you know, you have the visible figures in terms of the organizational side, like yourself, like Hirat and others. And then you have the, dare I say, more celebrity figureheads.
You can say that.
Absolutely. They're rock stars. You know, they're role models. They're looked up to in the community. And they have to focus on building relationships. So what do you guys do to work with them to foster that understanding? And what do they do in the community?
We bring you in.
Yes.
You know, I think we put a lot of pressure on these kids. They come in right out of college. Now, a lot of them coming from big programs have had some sort of, you know, training about communication and media training, but it's been minimal. And you walk into a situation where it's their first job. You know, they're signing on to a situation where they have to go out and represent us, and they're being paid to do so in addition to perform on the court. So it's just having that conversation with them initially about what we stand for and what we want to represent and understanding what they want to stand for too. I think it's really listening to, you know, things that they're passionate about, whether it's, you know, kids, dogs, whatever the case may be, and trying to put them in situations where they feel really comfortable, and then they always represent us really well. So it's just remembering that they are truly people, first and foremost, and they're in their first job for the most part. I mean, we have some veterans that have been in the league for 10 years and really get it, and you don't have to work very hard when it comes to those guys. They just do their job very naturally. But, you know, especially with the young kids coming in, it is about listening to what makes the most sense and putting them in situations that they feel comfortable in.
It's fantastic. And for anyone, I mean, I know there's listeners all over here, if you've never been to a WNBA game before, you must go and experience it, because all of these teams are truly organizations that have relationships at the heart of them. If you go to a professional, an NBA game, for example, when I go to a Phoenix Suns game versus a Phoenix Mercury game, it's a night and day difference in terms of how invested the fans are. And I think that's in large part to the cultivation of relationships, the philosophies that are handed down by administration, by the president, by the sales staff, to the players. And they really do practice what they preach there. We're going to start wrapping up this segment. We have a couple of minutes left, but I want to get each of your takes. We have the most exciting season, in my opinion, coming up. And Hyrette, you first. What are you most excited about for this upcoming Phoenix Mercury season?
Well, I'm not allowed to say, you know, the person, but I'm excited for the action on the court and the high level of play. We've always, you know, scored a lot of points, but I think this season our fans are going to see what they've been craving, that edge, that attitude, that personality on the court. And I think that with the girls that we have now added to the first person on the draft pick, I think that will definitely bring that excitement to the game. So definitely the action and level of play.
Great. And Amber?
Well, you know, ESPN just signed on with the WNBA to an extension to really, you know, give more coverage to the WNBA over the next several years. And it's due in large part to this draft class that's coming in. And as Hyrette mentioned, we have the number one pick in this draft. There is a certain dunker out of Baylor, which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with. Again, we can't name any names until April 15th, but we'd sure love to have somebody that could dunk on a break. And, you know, we're so excited because we're talking about adding a phenomenal game-changing player to a roster that includes Diana Taurasi, who, in my opinion, is the greatest to ever play our game.
Absolutely.
Penny Taylor, Dawana Bonner. So I really think the excitement, not only to our current fan base, but I think there's some name recognition to the general mainstream sports fan with this draft class that's coming in. So we're excited to welcome new fans to the Phoenix Mercury. And I think across the league, you're really going to see the impact of this draft class.
I absolutely agree. And just a shout out, the home opener, if you are in the Phoenix area or can make it to the Phoenix area, on May 27th, we play Chicago. It's going to be a fantastic game. I know I will be there front and center to cheer on the Mercury. But, you know, when it all comes down to it, it really is all about relationship building, listening to what those fans want, listening to what the players want, and making it into an organization that can help carry on its legacy for years and years to come. So Amber, Hyrette, thank you so much for being with me today. We're wrapping up this segment, and when we come back, I'm going to summarize those three keys to relationship building and leave you with the takeaway of the day. Stay tuned.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Communication is the key to success, both on and off the field. I'm communication expert Jill Schiffelbein, the impromptu guru. As a former athlete, I know what it takes to be successful as you go from the locker room to the boardroom and all points in between. I will teach you presentation, communication, confidence. With skills like that, you know you'll always be in business. Get the tools you need to succeed at impromptuguru.com/athletes. Again, that's impromptuguru.com/athletes.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
You are tuned in to Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein. Do you have a question for Jill? Send an email and she'll answer it on a future program. The email address is jill@impromptuguru.com. That's jill@impromptuguru.com. Now back to Communication Nation.
All right, welcome back. Our fourth and final segment of this first episode of Communication Nation is now underway. And before I get into the heart of the summary and the takeaway points of the day, I want to give you a couple bits of information. If you aren't following me on Twitter, please do so. It's Impromptu Guru. That is my Twitter name. And then also any of the information that you hear in the show, for example, the season opener for the Phoenix Mercury or any other bits of information that I put out, I will post on my Facebook page. And it's just facebook.com/impromptuguru. I-M-P-R-O-M-P-T-U-G-U-R-U. So please connect with me on social media and let's keep this conversation going because communication is all about relationships. Now, let's wrap up what we talked about today and then I'm going to toss it back to our two guests to let them give some feedback. I gave you three keys for communicating to establish relationships, to build relationships that are meaningful, that are sustainable, and that will ultimately lead in mutual success for both parties involved. The first key of that, and what to keep in mind, is you always want to establish that second handshake. You don't want to meet someone, shake their hand, give them business cards, and not leave them with anything. You want to have a conversation that is so meaningful to the point where the other person is ready to extend their hand and shake yours again, because that seals the deal. That leaves way for that second interaction, that leads way for the second date, if you will. It's just a good feeling to have, and it is really one of those things that's marked by that, you know, physical touch, a firm handshake, that connection's been made, and it's just solidified in mind and body. The second key to relationship building is to listen. And both of our guests have really emphasized that so much of their success, you know, on and off the court, in sales, in leadership, all has to do with listening. So whether you are a person in the sales industry who is trying to promote a product or service, do more listening than talking. You're going to get the opportunity to really understand the needs of your client or your potential client and then be able to feed the correct information back to them so you can ensure that it's a good fit. And like Hyrette mentioned earlier, if it's not, you'll be able to establish that relationship so that when they do see a good fit for you or you for them, you'll be able to communicate and share that information. Listening is also about letting people know that you understand them. So maybe that enables you to listen to their conversation, take it in, and then pitch it back to them. So Amber, I heard you say that listening was one of the key essentials to your role as a leader. And then you would be able to agree with me, solidify that understanding, and it also gives that person another chance to expand. With that being said, Amber, I'm going to toss it back to you before I give my third point. And if you could tell us what is your takeaway advice for people when it comes to relationship building?
I really think it's being authentic. You know, I think as a young leader, when you're coming up, you have a tendency to look around you at leaders. And for me, coming up in sports, and Hyrette is the same, it's very male dominated. So you kind of look around you and you have these male figures that you're patterning yourself after. And I think a great lesson that I learned was, you know, I don't have to be just like them. I can be different and be authentic and still accomplish the same goals. So that was really a great lesson for me when I was started to establish relationships, is that, you know, being authentic really helped create the relationships a lot quicker, was a lot easier because it was very real.
Absolutely. And going off that idea of authenticity, we have this third key of relationship building, which is establishing those yes touch points. And you're only going to establish those yes touch points if you are authentic, if you're listening for cues from the other person, and if you're really being yourself. Because in the end, if you're just trying to establish an initial relationship to achieve an immediate goal, that authenticity is not going to be there. And people will pick up on that. Again, you may get lucky and have some short-term gains, but when you're looking in the long term, that's just not sustainable. And I think authenticity is a really good point to put across here, because so many people, whether you're starting a business, whether you're in a business, whether you're managing people in a business, you have an idea of what you should look like. to other people, or this idea that what society says you should look like. And I always tell my clients, if you have that idea, we need to cut that out of you right now, because we are humans. We do not fit into nice little boxes. And, you know, while textbooks do a great job of giving across information to get you started, really catering that to an individual, catering that to a relationship is what, you know, what will really make things grow. It's not checking things off on a checklist. It's being authentic. It's listening. It's establishing those yes touch points that will lead to that second handshake. And Hyrette, let me turn it back to you real quick. In your opinion, you know, with your success, what has been a big key to relationship building for you?
I would have to say not making assumptions. Early when I started my career, I noticed that, you know, you have a script, you have things that you have to do in the sales process, but as you're going through that, you tend to make assumptions and think, okay, this person's not a buyer. This person's not interested. And the whole time you might be leaving, you know, people in the dust or not really paying attention to what they want to do. But when you stop making assumptions and really listen and focus, then that's when you really learn about what the client really wants and making sure that they're satisfied. So not making assumptions.
That's a fantastic tip for everyone out there, because we all do it. Whether we want to admit it or not, we are all guilty of making assumptions, of making snap judgments. That's why stereotypes exist. That's just human nature to do. But if you can remove yourself from that, or at least realize when you're doing it, take a step back. And then if you catch yourself making an assumption, a great tip to everyone out there is when you catch yourself kind of falling into that, you know, mindless trap where you're like, okay, this is a script that's happening. Take a step back and throw a question back to your conversation partner. Ask them to clarify something. Ask them what they meant by something. Ask them what they're thinking about a current situation, the current topic that you're discussing, to bring yourself back into that mindset. Again, it goes back. I mean, listening's been a key theme throughout everyone's conversation here today. And it really goes back to, in the terms of communication, of going back and forth, sometimes a more powerful communicator is the one that sits back, that listens, that observes, like Amber talked about earlier in her role, taking in all the available information, the data, and making educated decisions back on that. And when you're, you know, interacting with another person, there's a lot of data to be gained. There's nonverbal communication, there's verbal communication, there's the paralanguage, there's the body language. All of these things can go into your perception of someone else. And you can be listening to that, not just with your ears, but with your eyes, to see how you can better foster and build those relationships with people. And so that is a lot of great takeaway information from Hyrette, from Amber. Before I wrap up, I just want to thank you ladies both so much for coming down here. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And, you know, another promo for the WNBA. If you haven't been to a game yet and you really want to see how relationships are built within an organization, especially an organization that does have some stereotypes associated with it, how those barriers are broken down and how relationships are formed, you really need to go out to a WNBA game. And if you are a listener in the Phoenix area, I might be able to help you with that in a very cost-effective way. So I'll post that on Facebook. So be sure to follow me there and I'll get you hooked up with that information. So to sum up this first show, this first episode of Communication Nation, your three keys to relationship building: establish that second handshake, be sure to listen. If you need to repeat back to someone, repeat it back. And number three, establish those yes touch points. And I hope that for all of the listeners out there, I have gotten to the point where I can establish the second handshake with you, so you'll listen in next week. And if I haven't, please email me, please communicate with me, and tell me how I could have done a better job in getting that second handshake, because feedback and getting in that information, listening, is so important to developing any type of business relationship. And I want to form that relationship with you, my listeners. Here's a hint at what's coming up in next week's episode. Next week, I'm going to be interviewing the president of McGraw-Hill Higher Education, Brian Kibbe. And this man is fantastic. He was just featured in Forbes magazine. I've had the opportunity to meet him, sit down and have a drink with him in New York City before. He's a really cool cat. He knows a lot about leadership, a lot about management, and is going to share some of his visionary ideas with you. But right before we close, as promised, here is the takeaway of the day. If you're going to take away one thing from Communication Nation today, I want it to be to establish those yes touch points. Go into your company, your organization, to a client, someone that you don't know very well. Sit back, have a conversation with them and listen for those touch points. Get those yes touch points, help build that relationship for the future, and see where it takes you. Thank you so much for tuning into Communication Nation. This is Jill Schiffelbein, and I'll be with you again next Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Please join your host, Jill Schiffelbein, again next Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel, because communication matters.